Support comes from Warren Perrin, author of Acadian Redemption, The History of the Origin of the Cajun Culture. From the terror of exile to the triumph of reconciliation, and Beau Soleil, the man who led the first group of Acadians to Louisiana. A French translation of the book, entitled Une Saga Acadienne, is now available. More at AcadianMuseum.com.
This is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
C'est comme la boucane, mais que j'en ai barrière dans le bois. Chou, mais que j'en ai des bises pour nous date, et des bises pour nous date. Chou, mais que j'en ai barrière dans le bois.
C'est comme à la bicame, mes cochons, mes pâturages dans le bois. Chou, mes cochons, les gros épices, c'est pour nous autres, les petits épices, c'est pour vous autres. Chou, mes cochons, mes pâturages dans le bois. Comme à la bicame, mes cochons, mes pâturages dans le bois. Chou, mes cochons, les gros épices, c'est pour nous autres, les petits épices, c'est pour vous autres. Ah, c'était joliment bien.
Welcome to Encore. That was Edu Snakin with Chou Mekochon. And before that, Julian Michaud with Chou Mekochon, his version of it. And today, here on Encore, we're doing a special edition. It's a little bit of a Prairie des Femmes edition. And Miss Prairie des Femmes is here herself. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Meg.
As some of you might know, I'm currently on a out of the country, and I had asked Ashley to take over a show for me, but she didn't want to do one by herself, so we're going to do... I thought it would be fun to co-host, to do it together. So, Miss Prairie des Femmes is here.
Definitely. I might short-circuit the board if I did it by myself.
But no.
I'm confident here with you.
We're going to talk a little bit about... her blog, and but mostly just some of her favorite stories that she's collected and put on the blog, and some of her favorite music that she's listening to these days. So, Ashley, you picked that Edu Snakin song for a reason?
Yeah, I just like Edu Snakin. He's from Evangeline Parish up there in Riedel, and I'm from Ville Platte and have some family in Riedel, and so... I just love that collection of Edu Snakin songs that I believe Anne Savoie put out years ago, and it's just really inspiring. And I love his music, and it just reminds me of home.
Mm-hmm. You want to tell our audience what Chou Mekochon is about?
I think I understand that it is a children's song, and I've sung it to Julian and my other son Louis since they were really little. Before I even knew it was a children's song, it is. You can just tell it is. Yeah. And they just thought it was so funny because we speak French to them at home. And so Edu Snakin songs were, you know, I was into them right when we moved out there 8 years ago. And so when we had kids, I mean, I sang those songs to my kids a lot just because they helped me learn his songs too. And that's just one that I just think is so cool, the cadence of it's so cool, the rhythm, and the boys love it.
And you had picked out another Edu Snakin song, and maybe we'll get to some music and we'll talk a little bit more.
Definitely. I brought a few of his.
What do you want to start with?
I guess we can start with La Ville des Manteaux, number 4.
Alright, so c'est La Ville des Manteaux by Edu Snakin.
Ça va être la ville des manteaux. La ville des manteaux, aux grands yeux calés, si belle. Allez, garnie de tous ces Louisianais avec tous ces braves soldats. Bonaparte a su mais fabriquer sa batterie zoniale. C'est Bonaparte qui nous envoie ici, c'est pour apaiser vos canons. Vous allez dire à Bonaparte en se moquant de lui. On se moque de lui le jour comme de la nuit. Mais oui, la nuit comme de le jour. En vous canterez, chacun s'est mis le front. Si vous les apesez vos canons, vous allez dire à Bonaparte en se moquant de lui. On se moque de lui le jour comme de la nuit. Mais oui, la nuit comme de le jour. Allons, enfants, courage, lavez les taupillages. Allons, enfants, courage, lavez les taupillages. Ils ont tant tiré, ils ont tant de se battre au nez que la jolie ville l'a renversée. J'attelais ma mule dessus mon quatre roues, les sabots y a craqué pour lance-cavalier. J'arrive à la ville plate, mes amis étaient tout là. J'étais boire un coup ici, ils étaient boire un coup là-bas. Quand j'ai connu quelque chose, j'étais sous mon riff. J'ai été chez nos calidos, acheté pour 5 sous de bonbons. Acheté pour 5 sous de bonbons, pour la chère Alida. J'arrivais, c'est elle, elle était elle tout seule. Allez, tes ailes tout seul, ah, c'est pour les gros nègres, ah, c'est pour les gros nègres, mais tout m'la nanan. Sa moment arrivée, à la prise à me jurer, j'attrapais ma demi-bouteille, mais oui, par le coup, j'ai bu 3 glou-glouc et 2 tourloulous, j'ai gone à la maison, chagrin malheureux. Pauline à tête, mais dans mon cœur est promis à John Israël. Dans mon ta main droite, fais-moi tes adieux, fais-moi tes adieux et dis-moi tes idées. Toujours la même idée, c'est double d'amitié, toujours la même idée, mais c'est double d'amitié. Eh, chat, 10 ans c'est longtemps, 10 ans c'est longtemps, mais c'est pas comme toujours. Ah, c'est un beau dimanche matin. Beau dimanche matin, je m'en vais, mais voir ma belle, à cœur lui bague, et guise, à cœur lui bague, et je lui dis, Marguerite, mais c'est tant de se marier, à cœur lui bague, et guise, à cœur lui bague, et je demande à son père, et qu'il a le calavez, à cœur lui bague, et cœur lui bague, et son père me dit à la 90 ans, à cœur lui bague, gué, cœur lui bague, je regarde dans sa bouche, il est resté que 3 dents, à cœur lui lui baguement. Un qui branche et l'autre qui penche et l'autre qui grouille quand il fait vent. Cœur lui baguégué, cœur lui baguement. Le samedi, il se marie et le lundi, il perd sa femme. Cœur lui baguégué, cœur lui baguement. Avec la bourse de ma vieille, j'en aurai un de 15 ans. Cœur lui baguégué, cœur lui baguement.
And that was Edu Snakin with Un Beau Dimanche Matin. Before that, Lena Tate. Before that, Mamu Zsuka Ru and La Ville des Manteaux. Mm-hmm. And while we were playing some of that music, Ashley, you were talking to me about how connected you feel to Edu Snakin and his music. And earlier you said he was from Evangeline Parish,
mm-hmm.
or no, St. Landry?
I think he's from Riedel out there, which is like right by Vidrine.
So Evangeline.
Yeah.
What do you want to explain, like elaborate a little bit more why you feel so connected to his songs? You had said something about La Ville des Manteaux,
yeah,
and then about the Tates.
Yeah, so when I moved out to the country in St. Landry Parish, where I live now in Prairie des Femmes, I got into this album, the Edu Snakin stuff, and just connected to it because I have family that comes from Riedel, and like he has a song called Lena Tate, and I grew up with the Tates, and it's just, I don't know, it just connected me to that place and to know that he lived there and he was such a gifted person in so many different ways and such a humble person. And I don't know, his language really, I like to learn from everybody's French, and his French was just brought me straight home. And I have some friends, you know, who are related to him and know him, knew his family and stuff. And I don't know, I just felt super connected. And for the same reason, because when I moved out to where I live now, I had the time to really listen to this music and think to myself, like, for example, with La Ville des Manteaux, I just thought it was such a beautiful song. And I just would listen to it on repeat and thought to myself, and this is like 8 years ago, I knew French. I just thought to myself, I'll never understand it, and I'll never be able to sing that song. And I just went straight into it and listened to it over and over and figured it out and sang it and still sing it to my boys and just adore that song.
And what had you said about the sentiment of that song being the same as like a...
Yeah, it reminds La Ville des Manteaux. I want to say I did some research on it online, and there is some research out there, and I found the lyrics later, and there was a couple errors that I had made that they fixed for me. But this it reminds me of Villeplat because it talks about the people of Louisiana mocking Napoleon and his ways. Mm-hmm. And where I'm from in Villeplat, it's a you know, we're kind of a Napoleonic town. We were founded by French soldiers that came over from Alabama. And I don't know, it just kind of reminds me of the attitude of the people I grew up with, you know, kind of, I guess there was people in Louisiana that supported Napoleon back in the day and some that mocked him, and the Villeplatians would definitely, some of them would have mocked him, even though a lot of them were, you know, old generals and stuff that I'm sure love to remember their times. Like Villeplat was founded by Marcellin Garand, who was a Napoleonic soldier, I believe maybe a general, adjunct major, and he went blind, I think, in the wars in Russia by the snow, and he had to move to Villeplat, which was on the old Spanish trail,
right.
And he opened up like a little tavern right in the middle of town. And so I think that people call Villeplat, you know, Cajun, but really it's Creole, and we forget that that there's that whole French Creole aspect that comes from that, from all those Napoleonic soldiers. And I found some lists online of all their names, and they have a lot of nicknames, and so do Villeplatians. So you see a lot of the same brut, you know, very strong soldier-like qualities, I guess, in the people where I'm from. So, I don't know, it just connected for me.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love his music.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're just joining us, you are listening to Encore here on KRVS 88.7. Ashley Michaud's here with us today. We're talking about her blog and, but more importantly, the stories that come from them.
Hit the mic.
And she collects a lot of sound bites, and she collects a lot of songs and stories that she hears from people, I mean, anywhere.
Yeah, I do. I guess I quit teaching French at the high school out there a few years ago, and I really knew that I could not quit my daily practice of French. And it was something after a month or two being out of school, I realized that I needed something. So I started listening to the Tasse de Café radio program out of Ville Platte that I grew up listening to and thought the same as the Ville des Monteaux, that I'll never understand what they're saying, you know. And now I started listening to it, and I started transcribing as they talked, just the funny things and the things that I learned and the new words. And I started learning all the different characters, the people that would call in and stuff. And so, it was just started as a learning tool for me. And then I realized that there are probably a lot of other young people like me that want to learn Louisiana French, because that's really what I'm interested in. And most of all, like Evangeline Parish French, I guess. So I started sharing the transcriptions, and then I started recording the little shows, and I'd take little clips of funny things that the people say. I like when the old and new intersects. So you have these, you know, people speaking a really amazing old French, but they're talking about, you know, the local body shop for your car, or they're talking about je cherche sur l'internet, eh? You know, they're talking about the internet, and then they'll talk about things that happened in the 1800s, and it's just so special, and I just wanted to share it, you know, and learn from it myself at the same time.
Yeah. What's one of your favorite stories that comes off of that show?
Oh, my gosh. There's so many good ones. They're always saying something off the wall. But they talk a lot about weather lore and, like, planning with the moon and stuff. And last week they were talking about, they call in and they asked how to say June bug, and it's a honton, and what a June bug's good for, and they couldn't figure out anything except the cats eat them sometimes. And sometimes you can fish frogs with them. And everybody calls in and tells, what they did with their June bugs. And there was one. I find out a lot of local history. And, like, the people I know in town call in. Mr. Floyd Swallow calls in a lot and tells stories. Wow. Famous Mr. Floyd Swallow. He is a great storyteller, and he'll call pretty regularly. And I guess they told a story the other day. I was talking with my nana yesterday about it, about Miss Marie, this lady in town who was very devout, and how she moved away from Ville Platte later in life. But she knew the exact moment she was going to die in Lake Charles living with her daughter. And so she told her daughter and her son-in-law, I want to get my communion this morning, and I want you to drive me to Ville Platte because I want to die at Sacred Heart. That's the church in Ville Platte. And how they put her in the back of the car, and they drove as fast as they could to Ville Platte, and they got to the Chautauqua Cemetery, and she said, "Can't you go any faster?" She said, and they said, "I'm going as fast as I can." So they got, you know, into town, and she said, "Hurry, hurry! I want to die at Sacred Heart." And they pulled into the parking lot, and she died right as soon as they pulled in. Just some amazing things like that. And I knew this lady, you know, and we all knew her, and. So I just am into, that was a funny story that's just on the top of my head from yesterday, you know, but just some really interesting things like that. And I kind of like to pick and choose the fun kind of crush things that they say. I like the commercials. Like I said, they kind of old and new mixed, you know.
And the commercials, what is the phrase in that funeral home? What are they used? What is it that you liked about that funeral home commercial?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, he's talking about how you can come into Ardwest Funeral Home in Ville Platte, and you can prepay you can pre-plan your funeral, basically, so that you don't have to chicailler tes enfants avec tout ça plus tard. You don't have to, and that's a word my family always use. Oh, go chicailler. It means, like, to go waste time. Or
to bother, maybe.
Bother in it, annoy. So it's just so funny. Like, Yeah, don't bother your kids later to plan your funeral. Do it now. The vieux monde là-bas, you know. Ça parle français, ça parle anglais. Viens nous voir, you know, the funeral home. So stuff like that, I just, I have a, you know, I recognize that there's not too many people that are 30 years old that understand those little things. And so I just want to shine some light on them and share them so that other people can learn and enjoy them like I do.
Yeah, it's awesome. We can all learn a lot from your blog.
And, well, I think it's all about, you know, what they say. If they weren't saying it, I wouldn't be recording it, right?
Yeah.
And I'm just acting as the person that carries it to, you know.
Mediator.
Oh, definitely.
Can we tell everybody what the name of the blog is really quickly if they want to go?
Sure. It's La Prairie des Femmes. It's at www.prairiedesfemmes@blogspot.com.
So just Prairie des Femmes. Mm-hmm.
And if you look up, if you just Google Prairie des Femmes, even it'll if it's misspelled, it'll come up.
Cool. Awesome. Well, why don't we listen to a little bit more music? And then we'll talk a little bit about some more of your blog.
All right.
What do you want to listen to next?
Let's listen to the very last song. It's the Papaloo Hop by the Lost Bayou Ramblers off their Bayou Perdue album.
Why are you choosing that one?
I'm choosing that one because it's about Papaloo, who's Louis Michaud, my husband's grandfather, who just passed away about a couple years ago. And it's just a fun song, and you can hear him in the middle say, "Come on, Pat." And that's what Papaloo would always say to his wife, Pat, when he wanted to come dance. So it's just kind of a hoppy song. It reminds me when I hear it, I can see Papaloo dancing with Pat, with Granny. So
sweet.
cose delle zone previsi da vecchio giorni.
And that was Les Frères Bro with Ma Blonde Partie. What was before that, Ashley?
I think that was Fonculotte from Vermilion Air, Lost by Ramblers.
Cool.
Yeah.
And the theme song of your blog, I guess you'd call it that, is the one we just listened to, Ma Blonde Partie. Why did you choose that?
I don't know. It's my favorite song, probably. When I first started the blog, I just kind of found out how to embed things, and I was thinking of what would be a good song that transported me to that place. When people come to the blog, what is a good representation of Cajun music that is kind of old, but really, I don't know, it has this vibe, real kind of modern vibe, I find that song. Even though it sounds real old, I don't know, it kind of tricks you. It's really an interesting song, and it's, I don't know, so I just, it just transported me to, you know, a very old place, a mystical place, and it was just the perfect song. So if you go to the blog on the right side, there'll be a little player window from Archive, and you can click on it, and that's the song that plays, and I've never changed it. It's just, that's, and you don't have to listen to it. It doesn't play automatically. You have to kind of make it play. But yeah, that's the what I wanted to show people if they'd never heard of Cajun music. That was the song, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a really good one to choose.
I think so. It's kind of, it just evokes the Prairie du Fam thing, I guess. And I got into that song, too, when I moved out there. So it was kind of connected it for me. But it's kind of misty and sparkly, foggy prairie, old Cajun music, pink pastels. It kind of reminds me of all that, right?
Yeah, like if anybody's looked at your Instagram ever.
There it is.
That's what it is.
That's it. I'm trying to capture Ma Blonde Partie. I swear, that song lives in my heart. Like, it's just a beautiful song. That's Louis' favorite song, too, so he turned me on to it. And, you know, it's just perfect.
So on your blog, you collect interesting stories.
On my blog, I do.
And we talked a little bit about some of those. But you also collect, like, some of the words that are native to South Louisiana Cajuns.
English, I guess. Cajun English.
English, I guess. Like, the one that I frisson, for example, I thought was an English word until I went to an immersion program and tried to find the translation for frisson.
Right.
And so they didn't have frisson on the English side of the dictionary. So I said, all right, well, I'm going to search goosebump, I guess. So I searched goosebumps, and it said frisson. And my mind was blown.
Right.
I freaked out. There's so many words that we grow up thinking are
English, or
English,
your mama made it up, or it's just some weird thing that you don't even think twice about it, I guess.
And so I was looking through all of your words. What are some of your favorites that you collected?
Oh, my gosh. Let's see. I mean, for me, it was just, I can't think of one, like, off the top of my head, but maybe I will in a second. But just for me, it was when I learned French, I started hearing these sounds, you know, these words, and realize, okay, like trying to figure out, okay, what word is that that my mama said? Like one was, my mom would always say, oh, that's so sheesh. Mm-hmm. It's sheesh. And I tell you, I never thought that was a real word. That was not on my radar. Even when I learned French, I just did not connect it. And then one day I was teaching my students Cajun French, like adjectives, I guess, and one of them was cheap, and it was schist, and I almost hit the floor. Mm-hmm. Or like they say, oh, so I say in gap, that's a gap over there, like a dangerous, somebody's going to sting you. Or they are you at the baseball park and somebody's behind you and they say, oh, he got pilayed.
Yeah.
You know, or, oh, they hashed him. Or, oh, man, you saw he cut a cuit but.
And the pilayed is like, that's one that I grew up with and mm-hmm. only found out just now, like,
really?
From you, that it means to be, like, laid out.
I had to look that up. I had no idea it meant laid out, but I knew that it meant laid out because when you say, oh, he got pilayed, it meant he got hit and laid down, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's such a beautiful thing because, like, a lot of people say in South Louisiana, like, you know, the older people speak French, for sure, bilingual. But then people, you know, 50, 40, our age are like, I don't speak French. But they really do. We don't give ourselves enough credit. But people understand in a very basic way, you know, a real way, what these words mean. And it was one of my biggest joys to figure out these things, like what a cul de but was or what chicane meant or chicaye or and I learn them all the time. But that was just something that I wanted to document because I started realizing, man, it's not something my mama made up or it's not some weird thing. I mean, it really is French. And you hear, I think you had that echo in my mind like, oh, it's broken French. It's not real French. And so you start believing that. And then when I learned real French, I realized that what we have is real French.
Yeah.
And it's even realer than real
because
it's real, you know, and it still exists. And it is beautiful. It is not really, hadn't been really written down, but it's so rich and full of expression and color and humor. And we inherit that, you know, even if we're not, we weren't raised bilingually or to be bilingual or to speak French. My mama, I mean, every other word, my cousins, they speak French. And so I just love it, you know?
Yeah, it's always kind of upsetting to hear people say that, oh, but Cajun French isn't, it's not real. Like, it's not real French. It's a slang.
It's that broken French.
Right. But that's not.
There's nothing broken about it, though, you know?
No, there was this one lady that I know, and she was telling me that her daughter is really interested in French. And she goes to her papa all the time and asks him, how do you say this in French? Mm-hmm. How do you say this in French? And so she told me, she said, but, you know, he only speaks Cajun French. Half the time it's just, you know, English words in his Cajun accent.
Interesting.
And a lot of English words come from French.
Yeah,
and so
completely.
It's, you know, so it's not, you know, it's not backwards like that, you know.
I was with a group of native speakers in Ville Platte once, and I was teaching French at the high school, and we struggled to find, like, a real local way to ask how to go to the restroom, you know, est-ce que je peux aller aux toilettes and all this. But I always wanted, when they talked to me in class, I always wanted them to use what was the most local, even though we learned something different in the book sometimes. So I asked these people, how would you say, may I go to the restroom? And they all looked at me, and one of them said, may I be excused, please? And I asked him to say, tell me in French, and she told me, may I be excused, please. It was really an interesting moment because she knew I was asking, how do you say it in French? But I guess she was from a time where you had to ask in English. And so that's how she told me. And I was like, no, mais en français, and she, may I be excused, please. Mm-hmm. It was weird.
Maybe. Do you think it had something to do with, like, being polite to all people in the room if they all spoke English?
Possibly, but I was like, okay, well, cool. You know, it didn't help my question, but it was definitely an interesting moment, and I definitely wrote it down.
Yeah, wow.
And still remember that. I don't know what to make of it, but
it's cool.
Oh yeah.
What are some of your other favorite words? Well, no, let me ask you.
Yeah.
What are the Soko eyes. Oh, I never had heard that.
Oh, my gosh.
I never had heard that. I hadn't heard that before.
Okay, so my stepdad, Ben Manuel, would say that about our dogs or about us when we were pouting or something. He'd say, oh, look at your big Soko eyes. That was just something he would say, and it was just an expression. You never thought twice about it. I knew it meant some big, round, dark eyes because that's what our dog had. So, look at your big Soko eye. And then I realized, years and years later, that a Soko is a muscadine that, you know, we prize, and they're exactly just like big, dark, you know, just like a big eyeball. And it means some big sad eyes, you know, just like a big Cajun eye, you know, big dark eyes, Métis Noir, whatever. So that one, I love that expression. And it was one that I didn't realize what he was saying until years later. And so it meant even more to me.
Well, yeah, that's a cool word. I hadn't heard that one before.
Le Soko.
Well, let's get back to some music.
All right.
I think we've been talking enough.
I think so. For a couple minutes.
What you want to listen to
Would
next?
Would you mind if we listen to a little Cajun rap?
No, that's cool.
I promise it's clean. I brought two rap songs by La Brise du Bayou. I won't say who he really is.
Okay.
It's just La Brise du Bayou. And you can't find this stuff, but I have it from years and years ago. And this one is called, it's number five, it's called Dans Mon Chevy.
Dans Mon Chevy by Brise du Bayou.
C'est ça.
And you're listening to Encore. We've got Miss Ashley Michaud here in the studio. And we're going to listen to Dans Mon Chevy.
Rim tous les temps, se couler voir après, tourner où ça brille comme des lames. Tous les haïs seraient tous et moi je prends tout le blâme. Même avec les vies noires, ce qu'on est que j'appelle grave. J'suis dans mon chéri, chéri. 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 J'suis dans mon chéri, avec les 24 rim tous les bandes, se couler voir après. Tourner où ça brille comme des lames. Tous les haïs seraient fous et moi je prends tout le blâme. Même avec les vies noires, ce qu'on est que j'appelle drive. J'suis dans mon chéri, chéri. 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 Thank you.
vieux dente, un bon vieux homme. Avec sa figure dans un beau homme. Tailler ses cheveux avec un lourd wagon. Il dansait, jouait son violon. Baden, Baden Tucker, Baden, Baden Tucker, Baden, Baden Tucker, Baden, Baden Tucker. Vieux Dan Tucker tapait à bourrer, ça commençait à mouiller. De l'école a pris en feu et son mulet s'a sauvé. Baden, Baden Tucker, Baden, Baden Tucker, Baden, Baden Tucker, Baden, Baden Tucker. Son mulet s'a sauvé. Baden, Baden Tucker, Baden, Baden Tucker, Baden, Baden Tucker, Baden, Baden Tucker. Vieux Dan Tucker avait un vieux cabri, un vieux chien n'avait pas d'esprit. Traite son chien pour un guitare, il a chanté mais c'est trop tard. Baden, Baden Tucker, Baden, Baden Tucker, Baden, Baden Tucker, Baden, Baden Tucker.
And that was Paul Dan Tucker by who?
I think that was Joel Saunier.
Yeah, and before that, who did we listen to?
Oh, the best. Kankton Express, Silazadico, Sterling Richard, and Kenneth and all them. I love that.
And we started it off with...
Okay, that was La Brise du Bayou, Dans Mon Chevy, Cajun rap.
Yeah.
And you know, some old stuff, you know, some vintage Cajun rap.
Yeah.
That I really like, you know, and maybe he'll come out of hiding one day. La Brise du Bayou.
I hope.
I do too. It's good stuff. Hey, Brise.
Goes out to you.
What up?
Well, Ashley and I were talking a little bit in between our little music break about we both went to an immersion program before we like really kind of started speaking French, and I don't know about Ashley, but I had certainly tried learning, I had started learning French in school at the university.
Same here.
And I hadn't really embraced my own accent. I was still trying to speak French, maybe the same way that a French person would speak French. And when I went to St. Anne's, something clicked at some point, and maybe it was the frisson moment where I found out that, like, a lot of the words that I had in English that I thought were English were actually French, that it sort of made me feel like French belonged to me as well, and that I could speak it in my own accent that I have now. And
like it lived dormantly in you somewhere. And it does. Like all of our ancestors spoke French. It has to be somewhere in there.
Yeah.
And why else are we like so attired to it? Is that the right word? Like so attracted to it. You know, there's a reason, I think. And if it's because we were like raised surrounded by it or if it's because like all of our ancestors spoke it. I mean, it's a shame if we don't continue it. It's in us.
Yeah.
We inherit it and. Yeah,
it's just something that's kind of interesting. And one of the French students here at UL was doing a lot of interviews of younger Cajun people who spoke French, and every one of them, or was learning French, and every one of them that went to St. Anne's had this weird realization mm-hmm. and, like, started speaking in their own accent, and it's something that's really interesting to me. I don't know.
Awesome, yeah.
Maybe you can do some research on it.
I would love to think about that some more. For me, up there, like, I signed the contract and, of course, was scared like anybody else. But
and for people who don't know, mm-hmm. what is signing the contract mean?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Well, you get up there and you orient yourself for a day or two, and then you have to sign a contract that says you will not speak any English for 5 weeks. Mm-hmm. And for a lot of people, that's, like, really daunting and scary. And it was for me, too, but... we have such an advantage growing up in Louisiana. When I signed that contract and I started opening my mouth, I wasn't great, but I could definitely speak French and get by and ask for food, water, shelter, and get one. And people would say, how did you, mais comment tu parles français? And all I could think of at that was because I came from Ville Platte, and I was so proud of that, you know, at that moment. And, you know, I guess growing up in a small town like that, and a lot of people have this experience, you just want to get out and see what's out there. And I saw what was out there, and it made me just want to come straight home and really go after Louisiana French, because I saw that they had it up there, and they were so proud of their language, and they had their language, even the little kids. And I realized, like, we could have that too. And
yeah.
So, yeah, my moment was singing in my head, Pauvre Johnny voulait danser, pauvre Johnny peut pas danser, in my dorm room one day, and hearing it like it was English for the first time in my head. And that's a song I've danced to at the victory dances since I was a teenager, and just, it was just one of the songs, you know every word, but you don't really know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like, voulait danser, peut pas danser. I didn't understand the peut pas part.
Yeah.
And that was a really amazing moment for me, such a simple moment. But papa danser, I got it, you know.
Yeah.
and there was, after that, it was it.
Yeah, there's some weird connection that, like, it just clicks on.
Yeah,
I don't know, it's strange.
Yeah, or like I was telling you, I used in the paper that I wrote, it might have been informal, but I used the expression parien, because that was something I'd always heard everybody say in town. Let me say parien, parien, parien. And my teacher marked that it was wrong. And I don't know if it was wrong because it was informal for the paper, or if they just didn't say parien up there. But I was kind of insulted about that, because I knew parien was correct because my people said it. So that kind of put a fire under me to say, I'm learning Louisiana French, and I don't care if y'all say it's wrong. It's real. And
yeah.
And I know it, and I know some things. And I kind of enjoy that part of Louisiana French, that it's kind of a rebel, you know.
It's, yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. And if you're just joining us again, I know I've said that like three times.
Mais c'est tout bon, Meg.
I know. We've got Ashley Michaud in the studio, and we've been talking about her blog. And we talked a little bit about the stories and people and their lives, stuff that she's collected from her life, just the people that surround her. And... And if you want to check out her blog, can you say it again, Ashley?
Yeah, it's if you search Google Prairie des Femmes with an S, F-E-M-M-E-S, you'll find it. But it's also prairiedesfemmes.blogspot.com. And you can also find me on Facebook. La Prairie des Femmes is the name of the group page. And go like it, and I update things there. But you can also go to the blogspot, and that's where I put even more things. I don't publicize everything on Facebook. And I even have a little Prairie des Femmes Instagram account where I post the photos that I use on the blog. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of useful and interesting information on the blog.
So
check it out.
It's getting there, huh? I mean, there's so much amazing information in our world right now.
Yeah.
And every day, you know, people that know this language and know all the information are passing away. And we just need to keep on learning. And that's what it's about, and just sharing and hoping that people will learn from it and take it and do their thing with it, and that it'll keep on going in that way, you know?
Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us today. And Ashley, thank you for joining me.
Mia parien. I enjoyed it.
We're going to go out. Go ahead and close out the show. What do you want to go out with lastly?
Let me see. Let's do that Egan one step, number 12. That's by the Frebro Ossi.
All right. Thank you for joining us again. And If you would like to listen to this show again or another local program, you can go to carevs.org and click under click on the programs, and you can see all of the podcasts there. Don't forget, we also have our live stream. And also, I want to thank you all for your recent support during our spring fundraiser. It means so much to us because we are a publicly supported radio and listener-supported radio. So thank you so much, and we'll see you next week. Stay tuned to KRVS. This is the Egan Wenstep.
Comics avec Val. Bienvenue dans le monde francophone. C'est tous les jeudis à 9h sur KRVS, la radio Acadie.
KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette.